You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
In this podcast, I am having a conversation with Tilda and Vidwana. They were both year 10 students who did their work experience here at Eastside Radio a few weeks ago. And this podcast is meant to give you a little bit more information on the experience. It is quite short, but we hope that it can give you some insights. And if you have any question, you can reach out and you can also look on our website. We have a whole page on work experience. I am very excited to welcome Tilda and Vidwana. They're both high school students in year 10, currently doing a work experience here at Eastside Radio. I thought it would be really like fun and interesting to discuss what brought them here and kind of talk about what it's like to be a teenager in 2025. Welcome, Tilda and Vidwana. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Could you first share what made you want to do work experience here at Eastside Radio?
I think definitely it's an interesting segue into journalism, which is something that I want to do after high school. What about you?
I think I just really liked the idea of radio. You know, we did a bit of like, what was it? We spoke a bit, it was live, you know?
Yeah, live on radio.
Yeah, so that was really fun and that was sort of what I was hoping to do.
On kind of a different note, but I think that's also very interesting because we were just talking about school, is do you think that school prepares you for like, quote, real life, like, you know, adultness and, you know, being like out in the real world?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is a question that I would change my opinion on depending whether I'm in school or at that
yes.
moment or out
yeah.
of school.
True.
Like, I think for as much as complaining as we do, it's a good place. And
it
I do love school as much as, you know, I say I hate it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
In terms of preparing us for the real world, I don't know. I feel like because we're still in year 10, we haven't picked our subjects yet and we're not doing them. I don't know how I would answer that question, but I just think that it's obviously a place where you go to learn, and I'm not entirely sure if they're teaching us the broadest range of skills that they could be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, I'm a complainer. I'm going to say it. When you ask me that question, I just go, you know what? Nah, they're not teaching us anything. It's just math. We won't ever need that. And all that sort of stuff. But like, when I think about it, we've got like a lot more opportunities than a lot of other countries. Like, I've got some friends overseas who have amazing school systems, but I have some that don't. And, you know, we're here on work experience. Like, they allow us to experience what it's like to have a job. And back from where I was from, there's a 37% unemployment rate because people don't know how to hold a job. There's not enough jobs available. But I feel like the fact that here we have that opportunity, I think that does, to an extent, prepare us.
I think for sure it's gotten way better in the last, like, we're always talking about how there's, and I think still now, but definitely they've fixed it to a certain extent, that there's this whole stereotype around going to uni. And if you don't go to uni, you've failed.
Yeah, and
I think they've definitely done a better job, like, doing careers in year 10 now. They've done a better job at kind of getting rid of that stereotype and saying, you know, it's totally fine to take a gap year, go to TAFE, learn a trade, all of this stuff is totally fine. So I think to one extent, yes, and then to another extent, no. Like, the more kind of, not personal stuff, but just outside of the workforce, I'm not entirely sure if there's enough, like, life experience, not just work experience.
Yeah. And I think work experience is a really cool thing, even though it's only a week, you know, it's still giving you, like, okay, this is kind of what the outside world
looks
like.
No, I've gained a lot from this, I think,
same,
for sure.
Yeah.
What do you hope adults will learn from your generation?
I don't know. I feel like there's this whole thing on social media about, like, the self-care and, like, like, personal mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something that their generation just
lacks,
has never ever dealt with and never thought to do. And it's just this whole new thing with our generation. I feel like that would be cool if that's something that they could take away. The whole, you know, looking after yourself is equally as important as looking after everyone else around you. Definitely the inclusivity piece as well.
Yeah,
the whole
absolutely.
you know, like, diversity, it's just not something that ever happened 10, 20 years ago. And now it's happening better. And it's great. And I would love for it to stay that way and for everyone to be included.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, such a good thing. Like, I'm part of a local youth council and, you know, we have people coming in, like, every single meeting and they're asking us, how can we make this better for you guys? How can we make this better and more accessible and more inclusive? So I think that's just, like, it's a very kind place that we're sort of making. I mean, there's a lot of negativity, but, like, if you push past that, there's, like, also a lot more kindness than there was, I reckon.
Yeah.
I hope that this short conversation with Tilda and Vidrana helped to give you some insight on what doing work experience here at Eastside can be like. Please check out our website if you're interested. We have a page on work experience. And don't hesitate to reach out if you have any specific questions. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.